Okay, so this is Heavy Gauge Radio, and we're here with Electric Magma. If I can get you guys to say your name and what you play for the band.
Trey, play the bass.
I'm Tim, I play the guitar.
I'm Mario, I play drums.
Fantastic. How was the writing process for the album, which is going to be released in a few months? Was it easier to find inspiration, or was it difficult this time around?
I think we always just do it the same way, and that's just basically get together and jam stuff out. And see how it goes.
Yeah, this is actually our first album where we've had a second go of it. We wrote the album and we recorded it, and there were aspects of the album that we just weren't pleased with, so we decided that we'd touch it up. This is going to be our first vinyl release, so we wanted this to be a little bit special. So the stuff we were kind of on the fence about, we decided to scrap, and we started over, and we have some of the old and some of the new, which is, I guess is all new. But
and actually, the album's going to be called Canadian Samurai 2. There isn't even a 1. Because it never materialized. So, yeah, the album will be called Canadian Samurai 2.
I meant to ask, what does Canadian Samurai 2 represent?
My fetish with Japanese graphic design.
And
I don't
sushi.
Know. I'm just, yes.
Sushi.
I'm
everything.
Big time into Japanese graphics and Japanese artwork.
And we're not Japanese, so we couldn't call it Japanese Samurai. So we thought about it. We're like, you know, we're Canadian, and we want to push that we're Canadian. And
didn't I sketch a little samurai on a piece of paper when we were jamming?
You did.
Yeah.
We're actually going to pull a Rush. We're going to show up on the next tour and dress up in kimonos and stuff like that. Talk
yeah,
to Mario.
Yeah.
Speaking of Canadian, what do you guys think of the underground stoner rock community in Toronto?
That's a touchy question. It's there isn't really a scene in Toronto, which is kind of sad.
There was one developing in the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a really tough genre because Toronto's, in my opinion, a little too international. There's a lot going on here, and stoner rock is a little bit too underground for that.
It's too underground in the States, and then, you know, add that to the fact that we're in Canada.
Yeah, it's a lot different in Europe, but in Canada, we try to get it going, and it's just something that is going to happen on its own, and whether it will or not, who knows.
It's a dated tag for music, though, to call it stoner rock. It was big in 95. And it's 2011 now, so.
Yeah.
I noticed you made a comment on the 2005 release, Snail the Wah, that you guys should be more appropriately called a beer rock band rather than a
stoner. That's very true. In fact, I wish we had beer right here, right now.
I was just about to say that, because we're stoner rock in every aspect of our music, I suppose.
Except for the stoner.
Except we don't smoke. Well, he does.
I do.
He does. But up,
but
up until Mario,
we drink a lot of beer, yeah. And that's like totally what inspires our music. And yeah, we would like to start a beer rock revolution.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're too old.
What are the common ground influences you guys share as a band, musical or otherwise? And what are your differing influences?
Well, the 70s is the thing that pulls us all together.
Yeah.
We're all big fans of Zeppelin and Black Sabbath, right? And
who's Black Sabbath again?
He's the guy with the guy from Ozzy.
Oh.
No, it's the 70s pulls us all together, and that's really where the love of the riff comes in. And
we like jazz. I like Fiona Apple. I'm a big Stone Temple Pilots fan, so that's probably where like things like are a lot more broad there. And I'm sure you guys
I think
crazy stuff too. That has nothing to do with stoner rock.
Yeah. The three of us are very big music fans in general.
Yeah.
In a broad spectrum, so I think that really helps the band pull together different ideas.
That open-mindedness about music, definitely. With
for sure. We don't have a singer, so that's pretty open-minded. You know, like, we don't have a singer.
Yeah.
There's not too many bands that try to do that, and we've done it for 10 years now.
Yeah. So.
Anything else you guys would like to share with the listeners of the show, the audience?
Yeah.
New album. Who's mixing it?
Scott Reeder from Caius is mixing it. That's going to be awesome.
What's the story behind that?
We asked him to mix it.
And he said, very cool.
And we said,
all right, we'll be on a plane and we'll come down. We're going down in the beginning of 2012 in January to mix the album with him. And it's going to be spectacular. We'll be in his studio and it's going to be basically, you know, Caius land. And Magma's going to be there and it'll be awesome.
Yeah. One thing that I, you know, have always wished the stoner rock community would help with is getting out to shows more. Like, we've always had a lot of people saying, yeah, we're going to try to make it out, but it's hard to pull people out. And
because if Clutch comes to town, there's 1,200 people in a bar, and it's the same kind of music that there's, like, at least, you know, 24 bands from Toronto that just destroy. They're awesome. And 20 people will come out to those shows in Toronto, and Clutch comes to town, and there's 1,200. Yeah. And it's like, where are all those other people? Like, where are they? Because there's awesome. Sheville, who's playing tonight, is awesome. I heard them for 30 seconds, and they blew my mind.
Yeah. Yep. You know? If you like the music, come out and support them. It's important.
Yeah.
Canadian Samurai 2, going to be released soon in 2012?
Absolutely, yep. Yeah. The beginning of 2012.
Yep.
Great. Thanks a lot for chatting with us today.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thanks.